This is in the Chelek Lamed Beis, volume 32. This is letter number 11,968 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. Now, this letter has lots and lots of footnotes. This is a Miktav Kloli, a general letter that the Rebbe would write on the occasion. In this case, it's after Yontav on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, Baruch Hashem, Hey Tovshin Lamed Zayin, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe addresses this, El Bnei Ubnois Yisrael B'chol Mokim Shehem, to sons and daughters of Israel, wherever they may be, Hashem Aleim Yichyu, may Hashem be with them, and they have life, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says like this, that after the conclusion of the month of Tishrei, which is referred to in the Sefarim as the general month of the entire year. This is the Chodesh HaKloli of the year, and which is filled with Yomim Tovim and experiences that take a compass all aspect of the spiritual life of a Jew during the entire year. Starting with the level of Yira, fear, awe, and Kabbalah Seol Machal Shemayim, accepting the heavenly yoke, which is the point of Rosh Hashanah. Then we talk about Teshuvah, repentance. That's the point of the 10th day of Teshuvah and Yom Kippur. And then we have the observance of mitzvahs with alacrity and joy to the highest expression of joy with the Torah. These points are emphasized on Sukkos, on Shemini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah. So now, as we're completing all these, this general month and for all the year, so it's time to remind about the custom which was accepted in many places, that on the exit, at the end of Simchas Torah, Motzi Simchas Torah, they announced, V'Yaakov Holach Ledarkai, and Yaakov went on to his way. The idea of this custom was to encourage that since we are now moving to our daily life, which is ledarkei, to our usual, mundane, a Yid needs to know that he is still Yaakov. Yaakov is going, and that he has darkei, that he has his pathway, his own way. That is a way, a derech, that's the path that stretches from Simchas Torah, and it is connected, and it's tied with the joy of Torah and mitzvahs. This means that whatever the person should go ahead and occupy himself from here on, even if it's weekly matters of the ordinary of the entire year, they need to be in such a way of kol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim. Everything that you do, all your preoccupations should be with a godly intent, and also and b'chol drachecha de'ehu, in all your conducts you should know and serve Hashem. So basically, this is what the announcement of after Motzi Simchas Torah was, that the Yaakov needs to go on his way, which means his way of stretches from Simchas Torah to connect with the joy of Torah mitzvahs, and then do everything, l'shem shamayim, even the weekday things, b'chol drachecha de'eyu, to know, whatever you do, you should know and serve Hashem. There's another aspect why the month of Tishrei is a general month, also in the aspect that on this month, a Jew acquires merchandise for the entire year. And immediately afterwards, one needs to start unpacking the merchandise for every day in all details. You cannot fulfill with what you have accomplished in the general month, in the month of Tishrei, but you got to do things as you go on. So there are also general mitzvahs. So although every mitzvah and all mitzvahs, one should observe them with the full alacrity and perfection, but the general mitzvahs, they should be performed with even greater perfection and with even more alacrity. The observance of these mitzvahs through every yid is even more important to all Jews and to the entire Jewish nation in general. One of the main general mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, loving thy fellow Jew. About this mitzvah it was said that is a klal godel b'Torah. This is a great principle of the Torah. And also it says that kol ha-Torah kula, this is the entire Torah. The explanation from the mitzvah is that all Jews are like one story, one whole story, like one body. To the extent that each Jew says about one another that he is atzmoi u'b'sara, you are my own flesh and blood. With this we explain also why the observance of a mitzvah for every Jew as an individual is important to all of the Jewish community, to Klal Yisrael. And how much more so the fulfillment of the general mitzvahs. So the Rebbe says now is the time, as mentioned above, to mention again about the mitzvahs miftsoim, those miftsoim mitzvahs, about which we had spoken at length in the last month, by various opportunities. And to connect this with the subject matter of Yaakov Holach Darkei, that you shall go in this, you should do in this with even more than before, together as it is with the idea and the instruction, Ma'ilim Bakoidesh, that you go up all matters of Kedusha, you elevate. And because of their importance, they will be mentioned over here again, although briefly. We have mitzvah, miftzah, avas Yisrael, to love another Jew, kamoicha, as you, just like yourself, with all the consequences that come from this. Then we have miftzah chinuch, the miftzah of education. In the simple context, not only your own children, but to make an effort that every Jewish child should receive the true Torah education. Then we have miftzah Torah, to put special effort on the study of Torah in every free moment. In addition to the obligation that every Jew is obligated to study Torah every day and by night. Then we have miftzah tefillin, to see that every Jew should put on tefillin, which the mitzvah of tefillin is one of the first ones that the Jews had received while they were in Egypt. And also the entire Torah has been equated to tefillin. Then we have miftzah mezuzah, to see to it that every room in a Jewish home should have a kosher mezuzah. That protects everyone and all items that are inside the house, and also protects the Jew wherever he goes and he stands. As the promise, Hashem Yishmer Tzeischo Ve'echo Me'ata V'adoy, Hashem will protect your going out and your coming in from here and on. Miftzah Tzedakah, the miftzah of charity, and that is to spread this mitzvah also through tzedakah boxes and similar, which through the mitzvah of tzedakah, a Jew receives God's blessing, that he gives them all as charity from his full, open, and holy and wide hand. And in connection with the above-mentioned miftzoyim, also the miftza of a house full of books, that every Jewish home should have holy books, minimally a siddur, a chumash, and a tehillim, that should remind him to study and to pray every day. And also the special three general mitzvahs which have been trusted to Jewish women, miftza, neir, shabbos, kodesh, neshek, to see that all Jewish women and daughters, also very young girls, should light the light in the time before the sunset and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov to bring in Jewish light in home. Miftza kashrus, to observe the kosher in all food and all drinks, whether it's in your home or it's outside of the home. And to make kosher every Jewish home. And through kashrus, the Jewish body and heart and mind become more refined and holy. And then there is the miftza taras hamishpocha, the basis, the foundation of cleanliness and holiness of every Jewish child, from every Jewish family, and from the entire nation. And the Rebbe concludes that Hashem should give, that it should be fulfilled, all the blessings that Jews had wished for the new year. It should be a good and sweet year with all interpretations. And it should be, as said before, V'Yakov. Yaakov encompasses all Jews. Not only those that are in the higher level of Yisrael and Yeshurim. And it should be Holach, to go according to the true interpretation of this. That means to go away from the previous standing to a higher standing. Because no matter how good the standing is, a person should always grow higher in all matters of holiness. And then ledarkoi, in his way, that even in optionals matters, becomes a way of godliness. As he says, like in the verse immediately, Vayivgu boy malachi elikim, that he encountered the godly angels in conjunction with the fact that every yid is a malach as a shaliach from Hashem to make for him a dwelling place in this low of the lowest of the worlds. And that you should do all the above with joy as a follow-up to Simchas Torah. So then, Yaakov becomes Azamro Lelekei Yaakov. So then Yaakov will sing and praise Lelekei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov, and merit very soon as the continuation of the Tehillim, Tremam no karnis tzaddik, the horns of the tzaddik will be raised. Bias Mashiach tzidkenu, coming of the righteous Mashiach, bekoved ubevracha, with honor, with blessing, for success and for good news, and all the above, with the Rebbe's holy signature.